Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversations with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking of some of the things I heard in the news. You know, being an observer of people, it dawned on me that we were seeing a pattern of people who are reaching their limits of what they're able to comprehend and see past and feel for their future. And I think that that's creating a lot of panicky behavior and behavior that's uncharacteristic. And so I know for myself, I had been feeling a little stressed and panicky for a few days, and it required me to just be still, to sit down and to, you know, be a little gentler and not force myself to be uncomfortable, but to really just sit with it, do some light reading, listening and praying, and just finding where, you know, my comfort zone is. And so as I thought about that, you know, I was realizing what was causing me to feel unbalanced and stressed, and I realized that I have safety nets that some other people don't have, because so many people don't have family, some people don't have a skill. Other people have family and they have a skill, but they don't have a roof over their head. Some people have a roof over their head, but they're worried they're about to lose it. And it was just all these different things. I like to try to put myself into people's place to try to figure out, you know, what drives what they're going through, and to be able to really articulate it to others, because sometimes we don't recognize ourselves in the people we see. And I tend to think that all humans have the ability to be kind, loving, and good-natured. But I think that some people just get so overwhelmed that they lose the basis of where they're at. And that's not to say that there are people out there who really are just never nice, because that's true too. But I think for the most part that our behavior patterns and the way we love one another and we deal with stress is kind of, you know, set in us as we're growing. You get some of that from your DNA and genetics and your environment, but more of it is set for how we learn to deal with stress as a child. For how when we go off to school, we are nurtured and encouraged to work out problems. And how when you're, you know, you have a grandparent around, that they see life a lot more sunny than parents. Most of the time they're retired or they're entering that stage and they just have a little bit more weight off their shoulders. So they're able to step in and fill in those places where maybe the grandchild is not getting some of that extra time because their parents are working. And so, you know, I was listening to a book, which is something I try to do each day. And I also like to listen to other reviewers and how they relate to the books. And so I listened to a short story, which is something I don't do very often. But I listened to two recently, and both of them had a lot to offer. So I think I might try listening to more of them, because, you know, my theory is that as I'm reading, I'm learning, and hopefully my empathy is growing, and, you know, I'm really allowing something to touch me. And so one of the gentlemen who read this short story, I don't have his review in front of me, but I remember him saying, you know, it made me think about what life would have been for me differently if maybe I didn't have a mother with a supportive spouse and I didn't have other people around me. And so, you know, I was really impressed with his ability to empathize with this single mother who had two small children and was trying to work, keep a roof over her head. And, you know, she had an older son, and he was trying to help her with his younger sister. And, you know, somehow social services got involved. And it was just, it was a little too much for this single mother to handle. And so she just said, I know what I can do, and I know where I need to go. And so she picked up her kids and she took them to this amusement park, and they just got on this horse, and for some way, reason, however, when they got on this horse, it was like everything was fine in their world. And it had a really unique ending, and one that I think it's a Northwest artist is the one who had written it. I'm going to see if I can find her name, because I hear that she has more short stories like that, and I think it's awesome when, you know, you can find something that helps you clear a little bit of the pressure from your day and release some of the energy that, you know, gets within us that maybe is, like, I've been feeling a little panicky, a little stressful. And so, you know, this was, like I said, my first book for this author, but it definitely won't be the last one that I read. And so I'm going to give you a couple of the names that I've read short stories. Now, one of them was called Crystal Clear, and that was by Beverly Jenkins, and that was really fun. It had some really tense moments, and I liked at the end there was some redemption going on, and it was just nice. So it's Crystal Clear by Beverly Jenkins. The one I'm talking about that I read a few days ago about this single mother was called A Scent of Sunlight, and it was really nice. I'm going to give you a couple more, because I think reading is definitely something that relaxes me, and maybe it'll relax you too. Another short story I read was by Monica McKay Polly, and it's called Icicles in the Kitchen, The Spicy Chronicles. And that one was about college-age adults and how they were moving through life. Very, very interesting. And then the first one, which I read last year, was called Binti, B-I-N-T-I, and it had kind of a sci-fi flavor. And so, you know, there are some good short stories out there, and I'm a fan of writing short stories, but I hadn't been a fan of actually reading them. But these are nice. So if you know of some good short stories, let me know. I'd love to check in on those too. So I think that's just one of the ways that we can learn to identify with people and really feel relaxed as we're going through our day. And, you know, so once I, you know, got through the issue and I read those books, and I, you know, had that theory about how people don't always relate to one another, it made me realize that that's what's happening. We are not relating to people in our communities because we don't have the same problems. We're experiencing some of the same issues, but we have those safety nets built in. And so I think the way that we move through is by understanding that everyone's stress level is off the charts at this moment, and by also building in positive safety nets for others in our community. You know, I saw an article earlier, it would have been last month, about some issues with local kids and swimming, and it made me think about how we could actually come together as a community and look for maybe retired lifeguards, or, you know, even retired Olympic swimmers, just people who have really that skill, and, you know, maybe connect with them so that when we have a large amount of kids out there in the community pools or out there in the beaches, that we have extra eyes watching the children. And, you know, a lot of times people who have given 20 to 30 years in service, you know, like police officers, like lifeguards or firefighters, they want to continue to give back to their community, whether they reach 60, 70, or 80. And so, you know, sometimes we're not tapping into, you know, what we have that would make a difference. And so I thought of that as one of the situations. And then I think the other situation is, you know, making sure that we have, you know, people staffed for the, what were those things called? The night outs and, you know, the community centers. So maybe we donate extra snacks to a community center, or we see what else the community center participants have been looking for. We just have to find a way to make other people aware that they're not alone. I thought I saw recently where one community, and I don't know if it was a local one or I think it was in a different state. I'll have to check that headline again. But it talked about how they were going to be opening up maybe an old school or a barracks. They were opening up something to help people who were going to not have a home so that they would not be out on the street as homelessness. And I think that when we start doing those kind of things and we offer services like how to write a resume, how to go in and do an interview, how to make sure that you're there every day and on time. Things that maybe these people have either forgotten or have just become so frustrated that they can't, we offer them a lifeline so that they can stop the spiraling of the panicking feelings and the stress feelings. Because you and I are able to do that. I think the majority of people that I speak with are able to do that, but some people aren't. And so, you know, it's something we can do if we look and find ways to be involved in our community. And I know people don't want to make themselves unsafe. People are, you know, need to do what they do to be safe, but it doesn't take a lot to see a problem and look for a solution. It's one thing to see a problem and harp on it and complain about it and talk about the people, but it's another one to actually become involved and choose to help. And so, you know, I think that we can do more by being involved and choosing to help. And I think it helps us feel better. I know I feel better any day that I'm able to leave you guys a message and to share love with you and inspiration. And any day when I get a message from someone that says, hey, I saw your latest poem and that was spot on. You know, that was really helpful for me, or I really needed to hear this. You know, all those kind of things make a difference in people's lives. And so, you know, see how you can reach a hand out and help someone up. All right. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are, whatever time of day it is, you know, whatever you went through 10 minutes ago or before you started listening to my podcast, you are loved. You are appreciated, you are needed, and your life matters. All right, I'm going to wish you a beautiful day. Be well. Goodbye.